Welcome to today's Midday Interview. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn, sitting in today for Jamila Erickson, and I'm joined today by Georgia Mastroini, who is curator of education at the Cameron Art Museum. Welcome, Georgia.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, you are here to talk about, first and foremost, the program Kids at CAM.
Yes.
Can you tell me just a little bit about what that is?
Well, Kids at CAM is a program that we've had going at the Cameron Art Museum for the past 5 years. We offer it once a month on Saturday afternoons, and basically it's a big family day where we offer art projects that tie into the exhibitions, and then oftentimes we try to have guest artists, and not necessarily visual artists. We'll have musicians, dance groups, drummers to come in and work with the children and their parents.
And one of the guest artists that you're having at tomorrow's program is a man by the name of Clyde Jones, also known as the Critter Artist.
Yes. We're very excited to have Clyde.
Tell us, for people who haven't met Clyde or seen his art or heard of him, tell us a little bit about what kind of an artist he is.
Okay. Clyde Jones is a renowned folk artist. He lives in Bynum, North Carolina, and what he's most famous for are his critters. And they're these wonderful pieces of art where he takes very rough wood, unfinished wood, and he creates animals out of them using unconventional materials and lots of paint, you know, fabulous colors. And apparently his home in Bynum, North Carolina, as soon as you approach it, is just covered in these critters, decorating the yard, all over the house. And he's an incredibly prolific artist. So these critters are literally all over the world. And we're extremely lucky because for the second year in a row, he's going to be coming to the Art Museum tomorrow to do a large-scale Kids at CAM with us.
Excellent. Can you talk a little bit about what he's going to be doing during this program tomorrow?
Yes. Well, this will be our second year doing it. It started last year. And what we did was we built a creche, basically a big barn. And as the children would come in, we have people that are actually sawing out the animals on site as the families approach. And each child...
From this rough wood.
Yes. We've got plywood. We've gotten donations of different wood. And we've got a variety of animals, snakes, turtles, dolphins. And this year it's going to be even bigger and better. We're expanding the amount of animals and the different types that we're using. And then the children and the parents, everybody is invited, all ages, get to paint their own critter and then install it in this creche. And last year we had installed it near our parking lot, so you could only see it if you were driving past the museum on Museum Drive. But this year we're making it even bigger, so we put it on the corner of 17th and Independence. It's actually been there since Tuesday for people who have driven by if they're wondering what's going on.
That's what that is.
Yep.
That is an incredibly visual spot. It's a great intersection. And so that's your critter creche.
Right. And so all of the critters will be put on display there, and we're going to have it lit up at night, and it will stay there throughout the holiday season. So after the families participate and get to put their piece in this fabulous creche, you can drive by for the next month and a half and get to see your artwork on display in a Clyde Jones installation.
What an incredible opportunity. Mm-hmm. You were telling me just a little bit before we went on the air that this isn't just for kids. Even though the program is called Kids at CAM, this particular event, I don't have to borrow my nephew
right.
if I want to come.
Yeah, this was the, last year, it was the only Kids at CAM event where I saw adults coming without children, because Clyde has quite a following. People love his work. He has been on display at the Cameron Art Museum in the past, and he's had different programs going on in the Wilmington community for years. So there's people that are just fans of his work that come because it's an opportunity to meet Clyde, who is such a gracious man and really enjoys interacting with everybody, not an ounce of pretension to him, just likes working with people and making art and making this fantastic creation together.
I've heard he's really a character. I've
oh,
heard
he
that he isn't interested, according to Clyde, in worldly possessions. And so he never sells his art. He
That's right.
only gives it away.
Yes.
Can you talk about what might drive that sort of worldview?
Well, I only met Clyde for the first time last year. I'd been a fan of his work for years since I started working at the museum. And he's just the most lovely man. And he's just got a big heart and, you know, a wide open spirit. And he just enjoys making these critters. And you could tell how much fun he was having working with the kids and getting to talk to the kids and getting a kick out of their ideas and the way they were decorating, you know, polka dot sheep and putting it in certain places in the creche. So he just seems like a wide open artist, big hearted, and just a lovely man to be around.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Georgia Mastroini, who is the curator of education at the Cameron Art Museum. And there's a very special program coming up tomorrow that's part of the Kids at CAM program, featuring artist, critter artist, Clyde Jones. And I know that arts education has been a passion for you, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about why you think it's so important for children?
Well, for example, when I'm giving a tour for students, when you see the children come in and you ask open-ended questions where you're not telling the children what they're seeing, but you want to have their input on what they're seeing, the things that they come up with and the ideas, you can just see their hands are shooting up and they want to share what they've noticed. And it's a great way to pull in other disciplines, because by viewing a piece of art, you can talk about math through geometry, patterns, and symmetry. You can talk about history based off of, you know, when the piece was created. And with an event like Kids at CAM, I think it's very important for the children to see art and then also have the follow-up hands-on experience to give them that little spark of, I can create this too, and I can put my imagination and my individual creativity into this and make it into something bigger.
And so you can actually help educate a child in all these other disciplines, is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. And especially at the museum, we're very much for arts integration, where we bring in other disciplines and use art as the catalyst to open up other avenues of discussion, because you really can incorporate anything else that they're studying in school or learning about into the context of an art piece.
What are some of the more surprising discussions you've seen occur as a result of discussion about art?
Well, one thing that we enjoy doing with the students when they come for a tour, or if we're doing a special little mini tour during one of the Kids at CAMs, is we will just do open-ended questions where we will just say, what do you see? What do you think this means? And why do you say that? And based off of those three very simple questions, it's a technique known as visual thinking strategies. The children can have 20, 30, 40 minute long discussions. And by the end of the discussion, they really come to some concrete conclusions that are correct about the piece of art just through a back and forth discussion of what different interpretations of the piece might be.
That's just an amazing thought. So this can really enhance a child's education, not just his cultural background.
Absolutely.
Which I think is a lot of what people see when they think about arts education. But mm-hmm. this can help a child learn on a much deeper level in a number of ways, including
right.
developing a thinking strategy.
And tomorrow, beyond Clyde's visit, we're also going to have three members of the Wilmington Area Woodturners Association. There's going to be a lathe on site, and it's going to be a live production of decorations and tops. So this, again, is something to expose children to things they probably haven't seen before. I have never seen a lathe in operation. I'm very excited to see this process. And then they'll get to work with wood turners, see a whole other type of art being made, and then they can take those pieces outside and decorate them as well, and they get to take those pieces home with them.
What time does this start tomorrow?
It begins at 10 a.m. and it goes until 2 p.m.
And how much is it?
It is $3 per child if you're a member. It's $5 per child if you're not a member. And adults are admitted for free.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do I need to pre-register, or how can people get more information if they want to attend this event?
You can go onto our website, which is www.cameronartmuseum.com, and it'll be on the homepage as well as the education page. We also have a Facebook event page, which is called the Second Annual Clyde at CAM, and that gives more of the nuts and bolts details of what we'll be doing that day.
The Second Annual Clyde at CAM.
Yes.
On
Facebook.
Excellent.
And you can find that also by going onto our website. There's a link that will bring you right there.
Which is, once again, CameronArtMuseum.com.
Yes.
Georgia Mastroini, thank you so much for joining us today. This sounds like a fascinating event. And
Oh, thank you for having me.
Have no doubt you'll be deluged with people tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.